My name is Kylie Blackson, and I have been notified on an incredibly sad story. It really took me by surprise at what happened, and I will try to explain to you what happened. On December 25th, 2016, the Adams family woke up to their 5-year-old son, Johnny, screaming. The parents, Jim and Becky, ran downstairs to find Santa Claus lying dead in their living room. The murder weapon was found wedged in his chest with a letter saying, "There's no Santa Claus." 911 was called at 8:30 a.m. to report this awful crime. At first, the police laughed. Who wouldn't? Getting a phone call at 8:30 in the morning with a family screaming Santa Claus is dead in their living room. That's funny. Eventually, though, the police decided to go and see what the commotion was all about. About 8:50 a.m., the police arrived to the Adams house, and to their surprise, Santa Claus was right there in the living room, dead. Who could have done such a thing? Most importantly, why would someone do it? These are the main questions you should be asking as we start to dive deeper into this mystery. To give you an idea about what happened, we need to start this story the night before Christmas. Jimmy and Becky were up late putting finishing touches on the trees and wrapping up the last of the presents. They set cookies and milk on the table for Santa Claus and then walked upstairs to rest for a long day ahead. They both said nothing seemed out of the ordinary before they crawled into bed. They stated that all the doors were locked and all the windows were shut. They said they never heard anything or saw anything during the night. They never woke up or moved. Now, it's 3 days after Santa was found dead. People have been going crazy with mixed emotions. Some are in shock that Santa Claus was actually real, while others wanted justice to find the murderer. Interviews were conducted by the police on each of the family members. The first interview was of the parents. I'm not going into great detail with the interviews, but I will give you a brief overview of it.
Hi, my name is Grayson Sussman, and I am following up on the interviews of the family members. First, the police interviewed the parents. The recording starts with the police asking them their names and age. After that, they get right to the point. The first question asked was, "Did either of you believe in Santa Claus before you found him dead in the living room?" They both replied with a simple no. Next, they started to ask about the scene before the police arrived. Jim described it as a horror show. He couldn't believe that Santa was actually a real person. He seemed almost too shaken up to even really go into great detail about what he saw. It was his wife, Becky, who was able to describe the scene best. She said that he was laying right in front of the Christmas tree, bag of presents still in hand, with a hand of chocolate milk on his lips. He said she remembered smelling mulch, but didn't really think much about it. She said that a lot of blood seemed to have dried up, so she concluded that he must have been dead for quite a while. Even though she remembered a lot, it still didn't help the cops with who may have done this or why they may have done this. Next up for the interview was Little Johnny, their son. Little Johnny was destroyed. Instead of him waking up to a huge smile on his face as he ripped open presents, he woke up to a bloody nightmare with his childhood hero dead in his living room. When asked if he believed in Santa Claus, he said, "Why wouldn't I believe in him? Everyone believes in him. How do you think all the presents got under the tree?" This is one of the cutest responses ever. Next, they asked him if he remembered anything that night that stood out to him. They didn't think he would remember much since he was age of 5, but to their surprise, he actually was really specific. He started out by saying that he thought he heard a bouncing sound, almost like someone was jumping around outside, and then it went quiet. He then heard a loud thump, but he thought it was just his parents walking around. He then started to describe the room since he was the first person to see the room. He said that at first he didn't really know what he was looking at, but then it dawned on him. He then says everything seemed to go so fast. His screaming, his parents running downstairs, cops coming to the house. He said that that had been a very stressful few days. Before the interview was over, they asked him if he knows who did this. He responded no, but says that there was an egg on his bedside table when he woke up. Now this was quite possible to lead, and might give us our first witness.